just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Ah, there you go. It is Inept Hero. Thank you, boys. Glorious Wednesday. Short week. Everybody's getting ready for their big plans for the 4th of July, which I say do whatever you want at this point. After last night, I'm like, that's more fun to not care. And I'm with you on that. All mired up and stressed out about this thing. Forget it. You just get sick, you just can't go to the hospital. It'll be full. You know what? Do it at home. Brady, you did it at home. You never made it to the hospital. You never had to worry about it, right? So there. Yeah. So let's just go Brady's route. Don't get any sicker than Brady did, and you'll be fine, and just hole up at home. It works out great. I don't care anymore. I do like that I was watching that thing about that lawyer couple in St. Louis that for the very first time ever broke their guns
the
out.
Kloskis?
Yeah, clearly the first time that woman's ever held a gun. It's hilarious because she's not happy. And then, the dude has the giant, I don't know if that's an AR-15. I didn't really see it too close. I just laughed because the lady was pointing the gun pretty.
It's a funny.
Yeah. Oh, the memes are fantastic.
It's a funny picture when you're dressed like they are.
Yeah.
Like he's got his pink collared shirt on.
To me, it's like the conversation of what happened to go get those guns we've got. We have guns? Yeah, we got two of them. It's like, you get a little one and I got a big one. Let's go out and let's stand and point it at them.
Why do I get the little one?
You know, on the devil's advocate side, the people going into that is a gated community. They broke the gate down.
No, they didn't.
Well, they did. They had it on Inside Edition last night, and the person filmed them busting one of the gates open. So initially, maybe they opened it later, but one of the side gates was busted open, and they did have that on one of the people in the movement or the march was
what
filming.
What is busting?
They took it down.
Opening. They took the whole thing down.
No, there's a gate, there's a pillar, and then there's two, like, entry gates, walking gates, and they bashed those out. So they did do that. Initially, the first people in took that gate down. Now, maybe afterwards they opened it up, but they did have one guy filming him, like, we're going in, because the mayor lives in that neighborhood. So when these people heard initially, oh, my God, there's hordes of people who have broken down our gate that are coming in, and that's all they knew. I might grab a gun, but I wouldn't go outside with it. I'd be like, I'm just going to keep protection just in case. I don't know what their intentions are. You have no idea what these people are doing. So when you're sitting there trying to
start trashing your lawn,
right? You know, and just go out. It's the same thing the Korean grocers did during the riots. They sat on their roof with a gun, going, "Don't go in my store."
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
It's the sitting outside thing that is.
Oh yeah,
it's like you're out there showing off.
It's pointing it at people.
Completely were.
That's the bigger thing. Is when,
and then do you see all the veterans that were like, "Look, this is not the way to tactically go."
Right.
She's downwind of
kill
him.
Each other.
Yeah.
She was willy nilly with that thing. She has not been to any training center.
She fires at her wrist is
going
to break.
Oh, and it's that bullet's going straight up in the air and off onto the traffic, but. My friend Bruce had a thing, and he texted me yesterday, as another buddy of mine said, name the band, because they took their guns out and gave him a guitar and a microphone instead.
Right.
And I think I won. I called them the White Gripes, which I think is Bigot and Rich was another one I threw out.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so pretty good. But those people, they have a right to protect their stuff, but, you know, they went out there and tried to antagonize, which is hilarious. But then they went on TV last night and yelled. I didn't know they're high powered lawyers in the St. Louis area.
They're the Lerner and Rowe of St. Louis. Yeah. Sorry to Lerner and Rowe.
No, they're classy.
They've got it together.
But it's kind of funny because all the memes that have come out. But yeah, I mean, you know, people knock a gate down and try to get into my area. I'm going to definitely try to protect. I'm certainly not going to go out there and point the gun first because then, you know, because that lady looked like somebody who's like, I don't know what I'm doing with this thing. But I'm not afraid to use it. And if somebody in the crowd did have a gun and like, well, I'm going to kill her first. She keeps pointing that gun at me. Now I'm threatened. That's not a good way to go. That's called escalation.
Sit in your house. You can sit right behind your front door. As soon as if that thing pops
in the
open.
Window.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're sitting there going, you know, maybe open the window and go, get off my lawn. There'll be repercussions if you stand on my lawn and you keep marching, keep walking. And then they were like, we're with the movement. We just don't want it in front of our house like that. All right. But, you know, everybody has their own thing. But if that was me and my wife and I would look at those videos, I'd be, you know, the videotape never lies in the NFL. You look at your wife and you're like, man, lady, we need to get you down to C2 Tactical. We need to get you some training. You don't know what you're doing with that thing. You almost shot your husband three times. I'm not so sure I trust the pink collared shirt of that guy either with the machine gun he's holding. He didn't look too confident.
If I was walking in that neighborhood, I wasn't sure if I had just walked by a memorial. That the house that they had,
it's gorgeous.
Pantheon they lived in.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it did. It looked like something out of a a Greek, you know, like tourist attraction. It's pretty amazing. It's a beautiful house, beautiful neighborhood, and you want to protect that. You worked real hard for it, but I don't think that was the proper way to go. However,
well, this story hilarious. Says video circulating on social media shows protesters opening and walking through an unbroken gate.
Well, the one guy has it on Inside Edition that he's filming it as they go in, and he says, I don't think we should do it this way, and they pull the gate, and whether it was open or not, they pulled it off. So they did knock that thing off. So, you know, and that's the news. The people who were on that side
CBS.
Are going to – Yeah, well, CBS is certainly not going to say that they were violent. And there were
CBS
things,
in St. Louis.
There were some KMOV. People who had videotape of people shouting back
it's
at
a little
them.
Gate, too. It's just
yeah,
you
it's walk through gate. Yeah. Yeah, it was their walk through. Still not supposed to break in.
No, I hear you.
That's why they have
just,
gated communities. Yeah.
I hear you. I just yeah. had – there's two – I'm hearing two different things.
Yeah, well, I watched the video. Yesterday on Inside Edition, I watched them tear that thing down. And the first hinge comes down, and then people start walking through. And it's like – it wasn't this violent rush. Like, everybody wants to make everything so black and goddamn white. You open it up, and you break in. You just have to kick it open. You break that lock, and you've broken the gate. That's all you have to do, and that's it. So you're breaking and entering. That's one thing. But, you know, do you escalate that by standing outside with your guns? Not necessarily. You no. can. But it's probably not the best idea. I'd protect my own stuff by sitting in my doorway, maybe on my porch with a gun on the next to me. And if this gets a little hairy, we'll go. But for the most part, I'm holing up inside or getting on the roof at the, you know, do the Korean grocer. Those Korean grocers were effective. Mm-hmm. They got on the roof, perched up. They got smart.
Yeah, you take the high.
Stand up and say, you're not, A, you're not beating me up. B, get close to my store. I dare you. And they were popping off a few rounds just for fun. And those Korean grocers looked like they knew what they were doing with guns. That's how you worked
out. The other thing is, I didn't know. I always thought you couldn't protest in like neighborhoods, no matter.
Well, you're supposed to get permits for marches. Yeah. But you know, we're talking about not caring because the mayor kind of named off a bunch of people. They were mad at the mayor. They went to our house.
It's a protest,
right?
So
they can be. They can be grassroots.
You can.
Because they have rules if you're a protest, right?
Right. Yeah. You can get your
follow those rules, Toledo. Come on,
you're supposed to. But grassroots protests.
But then
sort
is it a protest or is it a parade at that point?
That's right. I mean, here's the other part of it. I'm not so sure that there was a lot of permitting going on at last night's Metro Center nightmare. And that was pretty much just a march of cars. So I don't think
place, but yeah, some of those things would get out of hand if it was.
Sidewalks are public places,
right?
Whether they're in a private community.
You can
or
march
not.
Around in a neighborhood. I mean, maybe you'll get in a little trouble later for, you know, not having. You know, you're not supposed to be there. But yeah,
all these people will just protest the right way. That's all we need.
That's all we
right.
ask.
I love that more than anything.
Yeah. There's a certain way you do
there's
things.
A protocol to it.
So silently, like Colin Kaepernick. No.
There's a political proper way to go through this.
And that's
it
right.
Certainly isn't just walking into the mayor's front yard. You go fill out the paperwork to go to her house.
Right.
Because I'm sure she'll say, sure, stamp that.
Miss Mayor?
Stamp that.
Please?
When you're mad at the mayor, basically what you do is you go down to the thing and say, I'd like to bring about 400 people into the mayor's front yard. And they're like, well, here's the papers for that.
Yeah, here, sure. No problem.
Yeah, so, I don't think.
Approved.
I like your way of thinking, Brady. It's a much more organized and civil manner in which society would behave.
I wasn't even thinking. I was just, asking about that. I didn't know. You know, I thought, you know, you're right. A protest
and a parade.
You do whatever. But that's kind of scary. I mean,
a little bit, but that's the point.
Yeah, that is the point. You want
to point just to try to, make,
to
make you notice.
Yep. Yeah, that's make it. People notice you and change. Yeah. Now, there's a difference if you start actually destroying.
Right.
People's property and businesses,
and that's
then it's a riot.
And breaking into a neighborhood that's gated is also not supposed to. If you're not supposed to be there, you're supposed to be removed.
Okay, but if they're staying in the street, they're not.
No, you're in a gated area, there's rules against you being there.
I understand there's rules, but I don't think they gave a crap.
Well, I know they don't, but I'm saying, I know they don't, but the people inside
do.
That's the
problem.
And then you can have them arrested.
Okay.
So that, So, I mean,
if
you're
the black
taking
people would only do it the right way.
It wasn't all black people. I'm not even talking about black people. I'm talking about anybody who's marching.
The black, I just.
If you go into a neighborhood that's gated, you're running the risk of being arrested. That's
sure.
it. So you can protest all you want.
I don't think they cared.
Yeah, no, they don't. But that's what I'm saying. That's what the people can go outside and say, we protest back. They're allowed to do that too. I'm not saying they did it the right way, but they're most certainly allowed to go outside and say, you're not supposed to be here.
But when white people
here,
protest,
out.
They can carry M16s and AK-47s
so
and
can
stand
they.
Around.
So a lot of these people last night had guns.
Okay.
And that's fine. You can. But, you absolutely can. And there's nothing about that. But you know, when you go into an area you're not supposed to be, you can run into problems is my point. I know they don't care. But those people who are being infringed upon also have a right to protest back saying, I don't want you here. That's just as American as protest.
Who's protesting back? You're saying
the people in the front yard with those guns were protesting back? I think so. I would say yes to that.
Yeah, the issue was she's waving the gun.
You're not supposed to.
Nobody's waving a gun at you.
Look,
as a homeowner, you can understand how that couple.
I totally understand that, but there's no reason to go in your yard and wave your gun.
My point is,
because all you're doing is making it worse.
They handled it terribly, but they were walking in there saying they were protecting their stuff. It's just a weird thing. But, this has gone off the rails with politics because we can't have conversations about funny stuff anymore.
Every time there's
I was trying to come up with a band name for the people, and you two dickheads wouldn't shut up about paperwork. Aren't you supposed to file some papers for that? I tell you, you protest black people, white people, black people. Okay, band names? Anybody want to play?
Yeah, Captain and Blue Steel.
Did you realize I went last night and I don't care anymore? I saw the Metro Center people. Nothing matters. Doesn't matter.
So this guy says, John, I had a gun pulled on me once at Getro Center. I should have gone last night to see if I could relive the memory. Maybe that same guy is still there.
He might have been remembering all the people he robbed in the parking lot.
He does it again as they go by.
Hey, man, this is easy.
Was it like this?
Like last night was easy pickings. Let's relive 1996 again. Remember when we were standing here outside the Robinsons? Yeah, it was an interesting march last night. But we have them. You can march through anything you want, but there's going to be backlash when you go into somebody's yard.
John, why didn't you drive north and swing by the Maryvale Mall?
Well, because it's in Maryvale, I think, is why. That's
there's
the biggest
a mall
reason.
In Maryvale?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Maryvale has malls? I thought that was the prison.
It's a strip mall.
Isn't that a prison? Isn't it a house of people?
That's what the mall is.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I understand what that was, the Maryvale Mall. Yeah. I was, but the band name thing was pretty funny yesterday until, it turned into this. But it was, I was having a good time with that until just now. Don't care about any other stuff. Go ahead, march. Don't march. Shoot. Don't shoot. Doesn't bother me.
I just get irritated when people bring up the rules of protest.
Yeah,
because
there aren't any.
Because whenever somebody tries to do something the right way, then they still get hammered for it.
Yep.
So yeah, I don't understand.
You put yourself out there in any type of protest, be it legal or otherwise, you run the risk of being critiqued for it.
Colin Kaepernick didn't hurt nobody. He was and he's out of a job and destroyed the rest of his life.
Man, I don't know if he's destroyed for the rest of his life, but he got a nice deal from Nike and stuff like that.
Sure. But it ended up working out okay.
Sure.
But he looks a little better right now, doesn't he?
I mean, look, I never thought he looked bad. I just didn't like that it politicized sports.
He was destroyed.
I think everybody in this room was like, I'm tired of politicizing
sports. I don't like it in the sports either.
I don't want to see that on the field. Do it. You've got so many opportunities, so many avenues, and so many outlets to be political. And then you gotta say, well, it's my right. You're not that important. I hate to break it to you, athletes. You're not that important. You're really not that important. Yeah, they think they are because they got 40 million followers or 25 million followers. And basically what they are is important to the people paying them. Nike and their team and the NFL.
There are people in the history of sports that have made impacts. Jim Brown.
Absolutely.
Muhammad Ali.
Absolutely.
Kaepernick has made a huge impact.
Right. He has.
No matter what you say.
There have. There have been very, very many athletes that have gone out and done a lot of political things. And Jim Brown used to do that off the field. Period.
Sure.
That's the difference.
What are we calling off the field? Because the game wasn't going on or anything.
Right, no,
like
he
that.
Wasn't doing it in uniform.
He did a lot of it after his career.
And he did a good majority of it.
So, again, white people say, do it the right way.
I didn't say do it the right way.
Do it this way or you're wrong.
All I'm saying is politicizing sports is the thing that I hate it. I don't care white, black, otherwise. I don't care what your movement is. I don't like that sports went so heavy on the charities because it was all a lie.
Sure.
So anytime you start to make it so you're more than just the sport and you're self-aggrandizing how great you are and how impactful all of you, you're not. They're not that important. They can be important human beings outside of the field. That's fantastic. But the second you politicize, like what the NBA's about to do.
But I think that's the problem in our history. These kind of things have worked or have
– They can.
Have increased a player's popularity to an extent.
Well, again – Like I said, there's a billion outlets for you to do that right now.
That's the world we live in. It's not going to change, I don't think.
No. I think it's going to go more that way.
That ship has sailed.
It's going to go more that direction.
It just hardens people.
And it just makes me less interested. Like you said yesterday, I'm done with basketball.
Sure.
It's a politicized 94-foot divisive politics.
Start putting it on your jerseys. And
yeah.
Stuff. You're going too. There's. Yep. It always goes too far one way or too far the other.
You got to pause your HDTV to see.
What's his shirt say? Yeah, I don't care what you're for. And again, to me, you're not that important. Ja Morant, you're not that important. You want to be. You want to try to be.
Yeah.
Good for you. But when you take away from the sport itself, I'm bored. If baseball does it, where you know every time somebody hits a home run at the end, he does some sort of a message, the thing, and it's like I'm going to do and makes it about himself. It's like, this is not why I watch team sports. I'm fine with you having opinions, but you've got outlet after outlet for opinions right now. There are 70 different places you can drop your opinion and be wildly important. And the reason people like LeBron James going in is not because he was so politically active. It's because he's a great basketball player. And he can use that platform for other things. But during the games, I'd prefer
that's exactly what I can accept.
Yeah.
Like the Kaepernick thing isn't – because, again, it is before the game. And you could always – when all that stuff was going down, it was real easy to just start, after a national anthem went on.
Right.
Yeah, all right, now I'll turn it on. Now I'll turn the game on.
Right.
But you're right, though. If they put it on their jerseys,
they are.
If they're doing hand signals on the field, now we're getting a little –
when everything becomes about the politics of what just happened, that's an individuality to sport that's not supposed to be there. It's not why I go to sports. I don't go to sports to have them dictate how my life is supposed to live. I know I got myself figured out pretty good. I don't need the influence of every guy who hits home runs, who, you know, has dummied his way through life through a sport to tell me exactly how the world can be better. I got that every angle I look at. Everybody's got that.
So where are they supposed to have a voice then?
On Twitter. Think about it. Think of all the places they can go right now to have their voice. What do you mean, where are they supposed to go to have a voice? Every asshole in the world's got a voice right now. You got a bullhorn in your hand.
No, sure.
And people are not afraid to use it. So, yeah, there.
But I think the difference is like what you're saying is don't just have a voice. Do something with it.
Yeah, I've always
said that. But do something with it outside of whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And like LeBron would have a much bigger voice if he was actually out in the community, which is what he's done in Cleveland to build that school.
Good for him.
To do things like that.
Right. Just keep it off the court.
Sure. But he brings that stuff up in there, too.
When you're at work, you go to work, and then you've got an opportunity to do all the stuff outside of it.
But part of me is like, well, those interviews, they sit there and do the same interview every day before the game and after the game. Well, you can do it then if you want.
I'll tell you right now, the first question.
I'm just not going to watch the interviews.
First question, yeah, and it'll kill the post-game.
But it's the same interview all the time anyway. They're stupid, idiotic interviews.
Right, because they're afraid to say the wrong thing.
They don't care about the school being built. They want the hot topic. They want that issue. They want to. You know,
first question for LeBron, if I'm standing in there, what do you think about Nike's use of children and slave labor to make the shoes you make?
So you're politicizing it.
Well, he's politicizing.
But it's getting political. Like
exactly.
A lot of times the people are asking him the questions. You saw the Michael Jordan thing. Like he didn't want to get involved.
And it was better.
People were mad at him for not getting involved. So
and he was right to say, look, I sell Nikes. That's essentially what he said. And there were people who were unhappy with him. Terry Crews tried to say something nice yesterday and he's getting killed. He's getting killed. He's just basically saying, let's just keep it in focus of why we're doing this. I think it's kind of lost its – he stepped off the message, off the mono thought and stepped away. My God, the Twitter world, they were calling him the N-word and all sorts of racial slurs. Like, wow, boy, I guess the unity thing only works if you're stepping like in lockstep with the group. Terry Crews, I think he was trying to be nice. But nope.
Well – you're counting one tweet as everybody's opinion.
No, I mean the news. The news yesterday that I saw on national news. I saw it on CNN. I saw it on Yahoo. I saw it on USA Today. I saw it on the Apple News. It was Terry Crews lambasted for controversial comments. I'm like, wow, was he? I don't know that it was that controversial. It's just not necessarily in line with the group. So, yeah, that to me is when you're starting to get attacked a little bit. It's not just one tweet. It's crazy. Yeah, the world's just gone bananas, swinging this pendulum left and right, going, just find that center somewhere and realize that there's ways around this shouting from the rooftops thing. It's nuts. You can't have any fun anymore. You can't talk to people anymore. Everybody gets all fired up about nothing. It's crazy. Go to Metro Center. Take your mask off. Have a smoke and cruise.
Do a couple of donuts.
Do a couple of donuts. Boy, donuts unite. I'll tell you that. I saw black people, white people, Mexican people. It didn't matter.
Why didn't you do a donut?
I can't. The Jeep will flip over. I'll kill people. But you get into that thing and you're just watching. You're like, this is a uniting thing. Donuts. We're as simple as that. This brilliant commentary everybody's got about every single topic in the world. And basically, if you start rubbing your tires against the ground to make smoke, people stop being human and they just start going, oh,
my God.
That guy's about to do donuts. He's going to do circles. And it didn't matter what color you were. You enjoyed the tar out of that.
Somebody asked if we can make movies out of it.
Saving Private Property with Mark and Patricia McCloskey. She does not know how to handle that gun. Not. I find that hysterical.
Because even if you look at the photo there, the gun is pointing to your left.
Yeah, no, it's not. Her wrist is weak. The thing might weigh a pound, but that's the heaviest weight she's lifted in a long time.
And I'm not sure he's ever shot that gun.
He knows how to hold it. He knows how to pose it. I'm not sure he's not being overly responsible either. Yeah, those two just look like the epitome of what what you would see as scared and ready to fire randomly. That's people like that have started wars. Like, that's how Archduke Ferdinand died, with some lady just going, and the next thing you know, a war breaks out. Yeah, here we go. It's that. But I was dying laughing. I like the White Gripes. And then we had loads of them. Bigot and Rich was solid. I like that one.
I like that one a little
more. Bigot and Rich was good. I think my friend came up with Dave Pratt and the Sexless Marriage Band, which I loved a ton. Yeah, you put a guitar and a microphone in their hands, it changes the whole aspect of everything, which is good. And then the tributes to Carl Reiner yesterday. I'd forgotten he did The Jerk.
Yeah.
For some reason, that one slips my mind. I always think Dick Van Dyke and all the things he's been in, the Ocean's 11 movies most recently, Ocean's 12, 13. But I forgot he directed and wrote The Jerk, which is just ridiculous. And sort of holds up, surprisingly so. I watched it a couple years ago, and I'm like, I'm laughing again. This movie has tons of merit and funny in it. But also, now you think about it, could it be made today? Because there's a ton of, you know, he thinks he's black. Steve Martin thinks he's a black man.
I was born a poor
first line. You want my story? Okay. I was born a poor black child. And the whole audience goes, clearly not true. And they showed him living with that poor black family and Navin R. Johnson trying to get his rhythm. And once he got it, he could leave.
The letters to home.
It's hilarious.
Okay, I got my first.
He got blowjobs from his friend. That's good. She sounded like a nice woman. The movie's hilarious. Yeah, I forgot Carl Reiner wrote that. And in all this retroactive, go get them, you're horrible thing. Yesterday I'm watching Entertainment Tonight for a few minutes, and there they are talking about Carl Reiner and what a wonderful thing is. And they bring up The Jerk, and I'm like, this is everything you guys have been attacking for the last 3 or 4 months. And have you watched The Jerk recently, Kevin Frazier? Because I'm not so sure this is something that if it was, you know, revisited, would be all that celebrated. It's the exact kind of comedy that people are trying to stop.
I saw you because we were talking about that Golden Girls mud mask thing.
Hilarious.
There was a black woman on the news. She's, you know, some kind of activist or something. She's like, listen, this is not the kind of change black people are looking for. This is the change that white people want us to think is a good idea.
Oh, boy.
She was all pissed
off. She made a Golden Girls.
She's like, well, we don't care about the Golden Girls.
Right.
The white people care about the Golden Girls.
Hulu cared about the Golden Girls.
Yeah, right.
Hulu's like, we'll take this down. Look what we've done. This is Blanche
That's
and Rose.
Not the change that we're
that
looking to
point.
Have.
It's like, this is not doing a thing. There's a whole bunch of that going on. It's like, this isn't doing anything.
So I think a lot of it gets mistaken as part of the Black Lives Matter.
Well, I don't care who does.
Oh, lumped in.
Yeah. Sure. It's like, that's sure what they want. In. No, that's not what
I don't give a who's on that side. They're wrong. I didn't look back into who
but
did
it. But it gets lumped into their, well, sure, that's people, part of their movement.
It's everybody trying to do the eat me last. It's whitey trying to do eat me last, black people.
Sure.
When if you want to fight back, I'm on your team. I'll say all the things I'm supposed to. Look, I canceled the Golden Girls. I'm one of the good ones.
We're being proactive.
Yeah. The eat me last mentality of middle-aged whitey is hilarious. You know? I'm so sorry, and I know Kristen Bell did a big eat me last. I apologize to every person for having done a cartoon character of color, and I realize my privilege allowed. I'm like, okay, eat me last. Just say eat me last, because that's what you're saying. Idiot. No one was mad that Kristen Bell was doing that. No one. Maybe the guy who didn't get the job.
Well, brought up, probably.
Yeah, she brought it up. She did it, because she wanted to eat me last. The eat me last announcements. Oh, do me last. Look, I'm one of the good ones. Eat all the bad people first. It's like, all right, calm down. We've lost the plot completely, and it makes me giggle. Makes me want to stand in my yard and wave a gun around for no reason at all, because I think everybody has neighbors that look like those two also, the people in St. Louis. I know two people in my neighborhood that I could cast right now as that lawyer team in St. Louis because they look exactly like them. They look exactly like them. And they also had that kind of weird going to water the lawn with the hose too long when the gay guys moved in. There was that going on. Like, Two gentlemen, no kids, no women. I see what's going on here. Hey, Tom, you've been watering that plant for 48 minutes. It's very dry. Very dry, unlike the butts of my new neighbors. It's very dry. I don't like what's going on in that new house. Yeah, they're nosies. Busybodies. And if you don't know the people that look like the gun-toting weirdos in St. Louis in your neighborhood, you might be them. You might be that couple. I like it. I like
ton of couples.
More American.
I would have done the same thing.
Well, sure.
People
doesn't make it right.
People want you to know. No. Did you notice the Zapruder analysis on the film of that couple, John? Apparently she had mustard on her shirt.
Yeah, she had mustard on her shirt, which is hilarious.
They were eating lunch.
Yeah. And she was not doing it slowly.
That's what the guy said. They're eating lunch in their backyard or something.
She's given up on her body.
A lot.
and that marriage has been like, well, we don't do this anymore. Why do we keep doing sit-ups?
Oh, the cankle memes.
And the crushing the mustard to where it squirts out onto your chest and you don't care. And then your next move is to wash your hands and then go get a gun. I mean, all the stuff that built up to them being in the front yard with guns is hilarious.
Go run barefoot outside.
Because you know that sandwich was good. Because it was squirting.
Right, now you got to go back to it. It's dry. Yeah,
she had Sammy squishings on her shirt. She finished the sandwich. That's why she got mustard on her shirt. It's like,
honey,
all right.
You got the gray poupon on your shirt. Yeah,
hold on a second. We're going to go outside, but not until these delicious sandwiches are eaten. Hurry up. Well, I'm getting mustard all over myself. Nobody's going to notice that.
They're almost here.
Get the guns. I got mustard. I should change. Nobody's going to see your mustard stain. God, that sandwich was good. Damn good. Yeah, it's hilarious. I just like the build up to should we? And they had to have that moment where they're holding the guns in the house before the door. Should we do this? You think we should? Yes, we should do this. God damn it. Got to protect our stuff. Yeah, and I've had it. You're right. Let's go out there. Have you ever held that gun? No, I don't even know which end points out. I think you're doing it right. Everybody leave. Oh, it was great. And the internet wins again because they just memed it to death. Crushing blow. It's 6:56. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over
there? All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. If you're buying or selling a house, get in touch with us. We can help you out. We even do the social distancing thing. Like, if you're worried about that, we can do a lot of stuff through Zoom and all
even,
that.
Even when Corona's cured, I'd prefer that.
I was going to say, that's got to be a huge boon.
How many times?
I don't have to see you?
Yeah,
it's a bonus.
Why don't you keep your distance, agent?
How about we Zoom?
Why don't you stand over in the neighbor's yard and keep an eye on us looking at this place?
We got the sword up here, Freya. Ben Sevenfold, Seven Dust, Machine Head. It's a newer one from them. Stop the Bleeding with Jesse Leach from Killswitch. It's kind of about all the crap going on in the world.
Yay!
Right now.
More. Yay! Let's see what we
got.
It'll
wake you up. All right. Good stuff.
Good. Loud and happy. That's all I care about. I don't care what they talk about. Just get me bouncing. We'll do the new Machine Head, which is simple as can be. I got an email from a guy last night. Said I went to the Metro Center thing last night too. I lost the email. Basically said couldn't believe what he was seeing. Didn't know he was going to have to plan out 2 hours of his night, which is what I thought. I thought maybe a 25-minute spin around, good times, get to see all these people and what they're doing. No. And I'd love to see if anybody has, because they can do that stuff where they go overhead and then they count like a little square and then do the square footage of the area and guess how many people are there. But it was crazy. It was a tailgate for a mall, which tells you how addicted we are to commerce. That was basically saying goodbye, Claire's Earring Store.
Well, that was the problem.
that was crazy.
Not commerce.
No,
it's
I know.
Addicted
but,
to a hangout.
But that's what people remember the mall to be like. I mean, still, in the days of the 80s and 90s, you went in there and you got yourself a corn dog on a stick. You spent a few bucks. The mall was the gathering point. And it was always crowded. Fiesta Mall was the place to go when I was a kid. It was packed with us. Rhodes Junior High, Powell, and then when Hendrix came up. That was everybody just ended up there Friday and Saturday night in junior high. And then in high school, there wasn't enough room to drive around, but that was the area we'd go because they had food inside and chicks. The girls were there. The Wet Seal used to only hire Dobson High cheerleaders. So you knew as a teen boy, you're walking through, you're going to see the hot girls. So we'd walk by Wet Seal like 100 times on a Friday night just to see Robin and Christy and the girls inside.
That's creepy as hell.
It was, and you imagine there was an adult male going, so, you're a cheerleader at high school?
I am.
Yes. Which one?
You're hired.
Which one?
Westwood.
Oh, me no habla español. Get out of here. I hired Dobson and Corona girls. And they were hot, smoking hot, Wet Seal girls. And the one cheerleader would find out that, oh, they only hire us cheerleaders. And then from like for 4 years, that's all they hired was Dobson High School cheerleaders. And they were hot cheerleaders. Westwood had a couple.
Friends a job.
Oh, that's all they did. They just go back and you don't want to work at the Wet Seal. This dude will hire all the cheerleaders. Nowadays, there's a full like investigation of that kind of stuff. Why in the world are they only hiring hot cheerleaders from high schools? I mean, think of that, Brady. If you had that at Porkopolis, all my waitresses are hot cheerleaders from the local high school. You'd have been investigated. Wet Seal did it, and it was celebrated. Man, we used to walk by there all the time. There was another one. Was it Casual Corner?
Yeah.
That was the one that was for that was the girls who used to be cheerleaders, like the ones who peaked in high school and then still wanted the mall experience. So they're like 24, 25, and they were inside the Casual Corner selling a little bit less youthful clothes, but they were hot. They were older, and I think their lives were kind of grinding to a halt. I was at a Casual Corner, and it was at Fiesta Mall with my sister's friend, Tina, because her dad ran a few of them. And a lady in there was sitting down waiting for her, I guess it was her daughter probably, in the dressing room. She was an older woman, and she got up because I was a boy. I'm sitting in that same little area where men and people who aren't trying on clothes sit and get tired while your sister or your sister's friends are trying on clothes.
And, the horrible bench.
It's the worst. It's the worst bench. It's the man bench, and it's the worst thing, especially when you're a teenager and you're like, oh, I got it. I was like 17. I'm like, I got to go. So
they didn't have phones to play with back then.
Nothing. No, you had magazines. Like, who wants to read, you know, Better Housekeeping or whatever the hell it is? Oh, brutal. So the old lady next to me gets up and goes into one of the stalls and comes back out and sits down next to me and looks at me and then starts to laugh and then leaves. And I'm there for a little bit. And then Tina's dad came in and he goes, someone just took one of the stalls. I'm like, it's that old lady. She just went in there. It's like, she did? She walked into one of the Casual Corner stalls and dropped a huge deuce. And if I remember right, Tina was working there and we were waiting for her to leave. And I was her ride or something. Yeah, she had to go in there and pick it up with little gloves and stuff. The lady dropped a huge bomb in there and sat next and looked at me like, you'll see in a minute, kid. See ya. I thought she had some daughter waiting there to change, but no. She was taking casual part of Casual Corner very seriously and just dropped a huge bomb right there in the dressing room. I didn't smell it or see it, but evidently there were tears. And I don't think Tina's dad was going to do that, so he got his daughter to pick it up. Old lady poop. I know.
The mall stories. You know how many bombs have been dropped? Probably that story told in every mall.
I never would have thought of it until I saw that lady do it. Well, I didn't actually watch her do it, and I didn't know until afterwards.
It's a whole genre of porn of
pooping in stalls?
No, doing it in those stalls in the clothing.
I tried that once.
Did you?
Too paranoid. It's too weird. You hear some person next door changing their clothes, and it's just weird.
Shh.
Yeah. And you're like, there's four legs, and it's clear what we're up to. People trying to
do it. Not as exciting as you thought.
No, there's nothing really exciting about it at all. And then you realize, what am I going to do with this when I'm done? I mean, like. All I wanted to do was try a pair of pants. I know where it goes, but the worst part
was you need help with that, John.
Next to that old lady.
Yeah. Worst part was it was Kids Gap, and I'm like, I shouldn't. This is wrong.
Shut up.
It doesn't feel right.
It just didn't feel right. Listening to the kid next door trying on his new Oshkosh, and I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it got nice in some of those like Abercrombie stores where they have like full doors and everything.
Yeah, when you get to close up the whole shop and it's a room. I was worried about cameras being in there and. I found out the hard way that there's cameras in the Sears elevator because we kept stopping that and goofing around. And then we got off and one dude just grabbed me and my buddy Mark and we thought we were being accosted. We fought back, but he was a security guard at Sears. We got banned from the Sears at Fiesta Mall, which lasted all of an hour. I can't remember what you look like. Yeah. Metro Center probably had a few of the people there last night were probably reminiscing and talking about the bombs they dropped in dressing rooms. And all the sex they'd had. But yeah, donuts unite. Donuts and a lack of any sort of health care makes America just one. It made us one.
It was probably a nice melting pot out there.
It was amazing. Black, white, Mexican. You get a Cadillac Escalade literally making smoke with its tires. And race goes out the window. We're all the same. And all we're thinking is that guy's going to kill a bunch of people. Because he's going to lose control of this. He's not a professional. And Escalade should not be doing donuts. But the guy pulled it off. There was a guy in one of them, another Cadillac XTS, the car. And I didn't expect that thing to do as good as it did. But, man, that was doing some serious butt whips. And then just drove off. And then the next car would go. Just amateurs pounding the hammer and almost killing half of the people standing there. There was one big statement, which was a guy in a pickup truck had a huge Trump 2020 flag. And other than that, I didn't see anything. And I expected it, but nothing. And I don't know that he was just trying to make some sort of a announcement.
Get some reactions.
Yeah, and he was getting it, but I don't, you know, that was the only one I saw. I expected to see a few more things, but not a lot. One lady that just said, "We like the cars that go boom," she had made signs. And I was next to her, and I turned it up a little bit for a second, and they started dancing, and then we turned it right back down. Like, I don't want to shine here. I don't want to be a star of the Metro Center Circle. It was pretty funny.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98.7